How is that particular sector of the market doing?
It's starting to come back some. I mean, commercial real estate was hurt, you know, largely just like residential real estate was hurt. In some ways, it may be hurt even more than residential has. I mean, it seems like residential real estate has really flattened out and things are turning in the right direction. Commercial may take a little longer. I mean, you had a lot of banks that have commercial real estate property on their books that they're still looking to unload, and that's going to affect the market. You just had more supply of space than you had demand, and you had a lot of companies going out of business, so then their space became available. But, you know, the good thing is you're starting to see some cranes around town again. I mean, you see the building out by Mayfair. There's new buildings going up there. There's some activity downtown, you know, largely tied to the community college. So that's an encouraging sign.
And so you're saying the residential real estate market will probably see a comeback before the commercial market does?
Right. Yeah, I think there's just more to work through with the commercial. But and largely, you know, commercial real estate follows residential.
So how does this, we've had a spate of closings of restaurants in the downtown Wilmington area. The most recent, of course, was, I think, the shuttering of Deluxe. Mm-hmm. Does that reflect on the commercial real estate market in any way? Is that unique to downtown? What's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know if you can read too much into what's happened with downtown restaurants. I mean, it seems like several of the things were just individual situations that happened to be downtown. I mean, I think restaurants, even when the economy was very good, you know, restaurants open and close all the time because that's a very tough business. And you know, there's a lot of good restaurants here. So you see that. But, you know, I think you're already starting to see some of the spaces that opened up from restaurant closings are starting to open again. You know, I think with a lot of things downtown, restaurants included, it's often, you know, one step forward, one step back.
And certainly everyone's eager to see a recovery, including the Greater Wilmington Business Journal. You've just launched a new website. Tell us about that.
Yeah, wilmingtonspace.com is a new way to find commercial real estate in the Wilmington area. So you go on the website and there's an overview map and you can see what space is available in different parts of town, whether it's office space, retail space, medical space, land. So it gives you a good overview of what commercial real estate is currently available in the part of town where you're looking.
And is this something that's completely new or do you have competitors out there?
Yeah, this is new for Wilmington. I mean, really the competitors for this are Craigslist, which most people don't view as being a good source for this. And then there's professional services like LoopNet and other services that they're geared a little bit more towards professionals. This is really geared toward the small business owner. In residential, there's a lot of online services now that help you, you know, see properties on a map and see prices and all those things. Commercial real estate markets really hasn't evolved to that yet.
There's something coming up this weekend.
Right. This weekend, we're having our annual Wilma Expo, which is the largest women's event for our area. It's a 6-hour event starting at 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
Are guys invited?
Sure. Yep. There's plenty of guys there.
Okay. Rob Kaiser of the Greater Wilmington Business Journal, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.